You're listening to the Kerry Woodham Mornings Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
The government's changing the Building Act, as you've heard, to address a shortage of building supplies and long wait times for new products to be approved. That includes signing off on products with a reputable overseas certification and recognising approval schemes used in countries like Australia. Building and Construction Minister Chris Link, as you heard, says it will ease building costs and make our building products better. Julian Lees is the Chief Executive of the New Zealand Building Industry Federation. He joins me now. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Kerry. How are you?
Good. Is this a game changer for the industry?
I think so. It's been something that we've been calling for some time, and it obviously was one of the recommendations in the Commerce Commission in their report on building materials last year. It is going to make a big change. It's going to allow for a much more streamlined system where overseas accreditation can be recognised, and allowing more building products to be brought into New Zealand, and that will bring down costs.
Yeah, I mean, it's stroke of the pen stuff, isn't it? This isn't building 100,000 new homes, but it's helping to get those homes built faster and more cost effectively. Why, when that Commerce Commission report came out, didn't the previous administration just do it?
Oh, well, look, that's a question. I mean, it's a great question.
It's unknowable, I think.
I mean, look, and as you know, it's all about execution and devil's in the details. So it'll be interesting to see when this Building Product Certification Amendment Bill is introduced into the House, and it, you know, hopefully, can be implemented reasonably quickly. But it needs to be done, and finally something is happening. So good on the government for actually doing this.
Yeah, and that's one that you know when you've got a list of to-dos, you put the easy ones at the top so you can cross that off quickly. I mean, you know, that is an easy one. And anyway, maybe during the when the legislation is actually passed, we might hear what the objections to it are. The only thing I can think of is control.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, so there are a number of accreditation agencies around the world, and we are part of that. It's a matter of just aligning them all so that there is recognition, you know, of our Building Act within those evaluation services overseas. It'll mean then that people can bring in whatever product, whether it's timber or insulation, anything from those overseas markets. And as long as it's within presumably this schedule of recognised agencies from trusted overseas jurisdictions, they won't need to go through certification in New Zealand, which can be costly and take a long time. So that will just mean we'll see a lot more products, a lot more competition, and ultimately, that cost of building will come down over time.
Yes. Hopefully we'll see that. I did have a rather a cynical builder say, look, you're just going to see the builders and developers pocket any savings. They won't be passed down through the chain. But, you know, you live in hope.
Yeah, look, I mean, people often say that, and it's a sort of common sort of criticism. I think, though, it will make a difference. It will make it easier, as I say, to bring in a range of products and give consumers choice and builders and certifiers. So it is going to, make our building and construction sector better, and ultimately, you know, the cost will come down, but it will take time.
Yeah. When it comes to the big players, how much pushback do you expect to get from them? I've heard anecdotal stories, as has Chris Pink, about trying to persuade builders that their products are better by packaging them up with other products?
Well, look, that's ultimately, I guess, up to those players, and it is a sort of competitive market. I mean, you would hope that they would welcome this and then just, take on competition by improving their service, which I'm sure most of them will. At the end of the day, if consumers get a range of products and different suppliers, big and small, are all vying for that same market, they will, you know, ultimately be, it'll be consumers that, you know, that are the winner and people that are homeowners. So I think they'll have no choice. Everyone will have to embrace this, and the door's been open. Now we just have to get everyone to walk through it.
Oh, yeah, at least the door is open, quite right. Good point. Thank you so much for your time. Julian Lees, Chief Executive of the New Zealand Building Industry Federation.
For more from Kerry Woodham Mornings, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.